to realize that in some real way, Jesus experienced the sense of God's absence. He had always known his presence in righteous fellowship, and then he knew his presence, I think, in the judgment of the darkness, and then he's gone. The judgment ends. Infinite judgment has been exhausted, and the comfort hasn't come yet. And then he says, in the sense of absence, into your hands I commit my spirit. I have nowhere else to go but to trust myself to you, even though there's a sense in which I can't feel your presence.
Hmm. Wow. John, another question that we get frequently from listeners, and I'll paraphrase this one for you. It came in from a listener named Lisa and several other listeners who want to know, regarding election, does that mean that God chooses people not to be saved?
Well, technically, no. God doesn't choose people not to be saved. Everybody's born with that potential already. You know, at this particular point, we get trapped in our human thinking and our human reasoning and driving everything to what we think is its logical conclusion. The bottom line is this. The Bible does not teach that God chooses people to be damned. It only teaches that he chooses people to be saved. That's explicit in Scripture. He fits vessels unto honor and glory, but vessels are fitted to destruction. He distances himself, that's Romans 9, he distances himself from damnation. And this is what is very important, because if you err in this point, then you come up with the hyper-Calvinistic double predestination where God says, you go to heaven, you go to hell, you go to heaven, you go to hell. God does not take personal responsibility for the damnation of the lost. He takes responsibility for their judgment, but their guilt and their culpability and their sin is a responsibility they bear themselves. I know that's a mysterious thing to consider, and human reason isn't going to be able to resolve that. But being faithful to Scripture, God finds no pleasure in the death of the wicked, the Scripture says. But at the same time, no one can be saved unless God purposely chooses them. So the way to understand it is the whole human race is headed to hell. God, in his mercy and grace, uninfluenced by anyone, chooses some from those that are headed to hell by their own sinfulness for salvation.
You know, there's even a technical theological term for that, preterition.